John Taylor's following all of that for us here. He's at Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, John.
Good morning, sir. And it is interesting to look at some of these earnings. Last night was the beginning of what we call second quarter earnings season with Alcoa reporting. But what reason we look at these is that they give us some insight to what's happening in the economy. Now, yesterday, the market was up, as measured by the Dow Jones, about 89 points pre-market. It's up about 30 points this morning. Who knows where it'll be by even 9 o'clock. But Alcoa, the first of the Dow Jones Industrial Average reporting yesterday, and even though they lost money and even though it was worse than last year, it was better than Wall Street expected, so therefore their stock is up this morning. Now, Alcoa did point out some bright spots. They say that their forecast is that demand globally for aluminum will be up about 7% this year. They saw strong demand for lightweight aluminum in the auto sector. We talked about that yesterday, how auto sales were so strong. We reported those a couple of weeks ago. They also say strong demand in the aircraft sector, and that helped to offset the weaknesses in metal prices. But they did lose $119 million. And here's an interesting development. Intuitive Surgical, now you may not recognize that name, but they're the company that makes the famous Da Vinci surgical robots. Several of those operate here in our listing area. Their stock's getting hammered this morning before the market opens, down about 14%. They warned Wall Street that they're going to substantially miss second quarter revenues and net income. But what's interesting is why they said they were going to miss. They say reduced hospital admissions, and then they say, quote, insurance firms encouraging conservative management and treatment in outpatient settings. This fits into, in the last week, three announcements in terms of certain portions of the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare. Obamacare are going to be deferred until 2014 or 15 or later. So a lot of things going on in the healthcare industry. Another company that's reporting this morning, a fairly small company, but I like talking about them because they make stuff that is used in people's homes and businesses, and that's the old company WD-40, and they make more than just the famous WD-40 spray. But their stock is up 15% this morning before the market opens. They beat Wall Street's expectations pretty significantly. Net income up 12%, revenue up 7%, and they raised their forecast for the rest of the year. And here's another encouraging sign, and also shows how things tie together. Sirius XM Radio say that they have surpassed 25 million subscribers. They added a net of 715,000 new subscribers in the second quarter. They point to, guess what, strong auto sales, which of course we talked about just a few seconds ago and how it helped Alcoa. They say strong auto sales helped 15% net growth or net additions in the quarter, 25 million subscribers. And the Obama administration is reducing their forecast for economic growth for the rest of the year. They think now that GDP, gross domestic product, will grow about 2% this year. That's down from a previous forecast of 2.3%. They quote serious headwinds, as they say. They point out sequestration, which, of course, the automatic spending cuts, European austerity, and the slowdown in China as being the reasons why they're reducing the forecast for the year. The good news is they also reduced their forecast for how large the deficit will be this year. It will be only about $759 billion this year. Still a huge number, but less than that $1 trillion per year that we've been running. And lastly, some bad news for the Little Rock-Conway area. Hewlett-Packard opened up a service center and technology support center in Conway, announced it in 2008, opened it in 2010. A lot of fanfare, a lot of tax incentives from the state to do that. They said they would employ up to about 1,400 people. They got to about 1,000. The bad news is yesterday, Hewlett-Packard announcing that they're immediately laying off 500 of those people. It will be probably permanent job losses. We don't know how that's all going to sort out. Of course, we know that Hewlett-Packard is in the middle of trying to restructure themselves and get back to profitability and sustainability, but not good news for the Conway area or for the state of Arkansas.
John, before we let you go, the, of course, studies on this issue of temps, temporary workers, report in the Gazette today saying that in the past 4 years, temporary workers have jumped 50% in the number of hires as companies are not wanting to make long-term investments in employees.
Well, exactly, and also that distorts the labor numbers and make them look better than they really are, because even though we generated 195,000 new jobs last month, most of those were not full-time jobs, and the ones that were, most of them didn't have benefits. So there are more people working but not making as much money, or they don't have as good a benefit package either.
All right, John. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
John.